This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Better than a cup of coffee and a Prozac.
Daylight is so close, so don't you worry about a thing. We're gonna be alright.
7 after the hour, it's Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the air. The last day of Wednesday, you'll be flipping your calendars over tonight if you're clued in. 31st of August. I will tell you, if you have not been listening earlier, I'm a little off my game today, a little off the mark because of the passing of my friend Dr. Joy Brown, who was one of the really great broadcasters of what I can say, sounds not very humble, but my era.
Yeah, our era. Class.
My class, yes. So Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine will join us later in the hour to reminisce about her and her career and what she meant to many of you who listened to her for years and years and years. We'll be joined
by
this
program, right?
She was on this program for years. Yep. Matter of fact, we have some, I think, bits and pieces of a lot of stuff from her that we will drop in here and there as we have time. Some of the conversations that we had, all of us had, with her on the air. We'll be joined in a few minutes by Sharon Miller, who has some information for those of you who are ladies that aspire to be small business owners. This is going to be very helpful information for women entrepreneurs. That's coming up in a few moments. Right now, you may be depressed to hear that the news out of Florida is not all about Marco Rubio winning in the Senate primary. Matter of fact, I don't really care whether he, I said it earlier, he ran for dog catcher when I got my vote if I was living or voting in Florida. But the big news from Florida yesterday, breaking news, Vladimir Putin was arrested at a Publix market yesterday in Florida.
Did he have the Zika virus?
He did not have the Zika virus. Can you imagine there's actually somebody named Vladimir Putin?
Who would do that to their child?
I know, right? Come on.
Terrible.
He was a kid. He got too rowdy in the supermarket. Vlad, bad boy.
So he was a young kid that was actually... Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I was going to give him credit. Like, if he's 40, we didn't know who Vladimir Putin was when he was being named. But, man.
Mm. Oh, that would be a coincidence.
It's like friends of our family, they had a little boy who was born, I don't know, 5 years ago. And their last name is Cotter. What would be the one first name you would not give your boy?
Welcome back.
No, our generation, Harry Cotter is his
Harry
name.
Harry Cotter.
Why would you do that? This is 5 years ago. The little kid is 5 years
Harry
old
Harry Cotter.
Yeah. Why would you do that?
I suppose the good news this morning is that the number two guy at Daesh got blown up yesterday. Is that good news? Some people
may. It is good news. Well, you know... Yeah. With ISIS, though, when one dies, they use it as propaganda so that a bazillion more pop up. This is still a higher-up guy, so there you go.
Okay. Hooray. The story of this swimmer, Brock Turner, who is a disgraced pig, he got 6 months in the slammer for raping a girl. You'll all be happy to hear he's getting out of jail tomorrow, 3 months into his term, because he's been such a model prisoner. He was in a country club to begin with. He was in a county jail. He wasn't in a real jail. And the outrage that has come from him and some of these other similar occurrences has got the California legislature to introduce some bills there, Jen. Jen, did you talk about it yesterday on your local show?
Not yet, no. We haven't talked about it yet.
Well, there is a... case got a law that actually I think was signed into law yesterday making prison time mandatory for anybody convicted of sexually assaulting a person who is not conscious. Why is it conscious? It should make a difference whether you're conscious or unconscious. Should be against.
Well, because there's some gray area with the conscious part. I mean, when you look at it, the weird thing about looking at like the sex registries, do you ever look at in your area where you can point out who lives in your neighborhood?
Jennifer, but yeah, a lot of people do.
Yeah, no, I do. I mean, I think it's good to know who your neighbors are, especially, you know,
right, yeah.
if you have questions about that weird guy that lives kitty corner from you.
especially in your neighborhood.
In my neighborhood. But, you know, a lot of sexual offenders can be 18-year-old boys who simply got caught with their 16, 17-year-old girlfriends by some parents that weren't too excited.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they have to add these stipulations in to protect in those cases.
Right. The bill that passed requires prison time for cases involving any of these victims, so Governor Brown is going to sign off on it. I guess he's going to do that. Looks like it, anyway. But this guy got off on 3 months for good behavior. Give me a break.
And then the case this week, the guy, I forget what state it was in Texas. He got a two-year probation.
Yeah, probation. That's it. He didn't get any jail time.
Yeah,
none.
Nothing.
Zero.
All these student athletes. I'm so sick of hearing that term, student athlete.
And that's what's frustrating is in the news.
You're a rapist.
In the news in the last few months, there have been two women who were out running in the middle of the day who were attacked and sexually assaulted and murdered. And we kind of look and think, oh, people think maybe homeless people or, you know, these creepy older, you know, pedophiles, something like that. But they had to start somewhere. And I just feel like not punishing these guys for something like this and then sending them off to college where there's even more women. You know, it's just...
Yeah. Put a shark in the goldfish tank. It's just reinforcing their bad behavior.
Oh, man. All right. 13 past the hour. In a moment, we meet Sharon Miller. We're going to help those of you who want to, like Jennifer, be a small business owner. You can look up to Jennifer and be just like her when you grow up. That's next.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler. As a home improvement expert for the Money Pit, I try out lots of great products, and I was so impressed by the new Generac IQ 2000 portable inverter generator, I featured it on Fox & Friends. If you're looking for portable power for tailgating, camping, parties, or when the power goes out, you'll love the Generac IQ 2000. It's quiet, smart, easy to use, and hundreds less than a Honda generator. And right now, you can order a Generac IQ for just $71 a month with 12 easy zero-interest payments and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Plus, you'll get free shipping, and the first 100 listeners get a free copy of my book, Your Guide to Every Home Improvement Adventure. The Generac IQ will make sure you're never out of power. Get yours for just $71 a month with a 30-day money-back guarantee, free shipping, and my book free at GeneracIQ.com or call 800-965-1172. That's 800-965-1172 or go to GeneracIQ.com, GeneracIQ.com.
If you're not getting cash back for shopping, you're missing out. Download Ibotta now. I-B-O-T-T-A. It's the hottest app to earn cash on everyday purchases on groceries, apparel, electronics, beer, wine, and spirits, restaurants, and more. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Download Ibotta today free from the App Store, and for a limited time, get $10 just for trying it. I-B-O-T-T-A. For cash back every time you shop, you've gotta Ibotta.
15 past the hour, Doug and Jennifer and Victoria have Sharon Miller, the head of small business at Bank of America. She's responsible for delivering business and personal financial solutions to the small business owners and entrepreneurs. So the focus is on women here, Sharon, women who are small business owners. What do you say? There's been a prejudice in banking, and I'm betting that you have changed that. Maybe that's why they hired you or brought you up in the ranks at Bank of America to dispel the problem that women have borrowing money. That has been a problem, has it not?
Well, what we've found is in our study for women business owners is that a majority of business owners feel that they have actually the same resources, at least the key resources, as men do. But some women business owners do feel there's still disparities in certain areas. So, for example, 80% of the women surveyed said they did have the same access as their male counterparts to clients. So when you think about the clientele that they're going after to come in and do business with them. However, 28% of women surveyed felt that they do not have the same access to capital as men, and 25% say they don't have the same access to new business. So there are some differences when it comes to men versus women and their feeling towards the access to capital.
One of the things, though, that is noted, because you've done the survey before, women seem to be more optimistic anyway than they have been before, and maybe more optimistic than men when it comes to building up their business. Am I interpreting this information correctly?
That's right. So women seem to be more optimistic than their male counterparts. In fact, when they think about will their revenue increase over the next 5 years and do they plan to grow their business, we saw a significant increase of women versus men from the 2015 to 2016 period, where women remained steady. They felt like, you know what, I'm going to grow my business, my revenue is going to keep increasing, whereas men, they actually decreased about 18 percentage points when it came to if they thought their business would increase or revenues would increase.
Let me ask you something to take you off of the survey itself for a minute, and whether or not you agree with me that women are better business runners, better at running a business, better at just most everything that has to do with organizing a business than men are.
You know, I being a woman
you
myself.
You have a smile in your voice. You got a smile in your voice.
Well, I would say that that women tend to be very good at multitasking. A lot of us have children. I know I have two kids. I work. You know, you organize your family. You organize your business. And so I do tend to think that women have the edge when it comes to focus and organization of their home life as well as business life and just finding that balance.
Okay, so what concerns do you have, maybe after reading the survey, but maybe on your own as the person who's in charge of small business at Bank of America, what concerns do you see on the economic front, the horizon after the election next year, looking forward? What are you thinking about business prospects?
I think, in general, our clients, and I travel around the country speaking to business owners, and I think once we get past the election, you will see that uncertainty settle. So right now, there is uncertainty out in the economy. We don't know who is going to win the election. There's concerns around health care costs, you know, certainly around the economy. And so I think once we get past the election, we'll find that settling down and people can move forward.
Is there any particular type of business that you see with your associates on the horizon that looks like especially good opportunity for women either trying to build up a business or start a new one?
You know, the technology industry is certainly an interesting one. You know, whether you're focused specifically on technology or you're just in a business, we live in an age where you have to be, you know, technologically savvy. And so women business owners entering that field, in fact, we see in Silicon Valley only 3% of businesses in technology are started by women. So I think there's a big opportunity for women in that field.
Are there government incentives for, there used to be government incentives, like in the radio business, there were government incentives for women owning radio stations. Anything like that showing up in any particular field?
Yeah, I think there are access to resources, certainly. And any time you're starting a business, it's always important to meet with an advisor. So whether it be an accountant, your attorney, small business bankers, it's important that you surround yourself with a team of professionals that can help you number one, get access to capital and understand how to start your business, how to attract clients, how to choose a field. So I think it's important that depending on the business, you consult an advisor.
Sharon Miller has 2,000 people working under her at the Bank of America.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Christopher Wood ails you. So every hour of this bar has some musical focus here. And this is Mel C with the Spice Girls. So we're trying to get to the bottom of here, Jen, of why she said no to the reunion tour. Melanie Chisholm is her name. Right?
Yes. Right.
Okay, so she said this was like nothing. She didn't have any feelings. Apparently they were all trying to get together and talking and have their people talking to other people. So as far as Sporty Spice was concerned, if everyone wasn't going, it was nobody going. So Mel C has said that she will always share an unbreakable bond with the Spice Girls. She never complained about the fame. What are you going to complain about the fame? What a stupid thing to say. Where the hell is she?
So Mel C was Sporty Spice, and she is
married to the soccer player.
No, right. That's Victoria Beckham.
Victoria is married to the America. That was Pop.
And she's the one who's not doing it.
And she always, let's be honest, like everybody in the group thought that Posh was sort of the B in the group. Like nobody wanted to hang out with her, I would imagine. I mean, she never sang, she never smiled. She just always looked like she was hungry, which she probably was. I want to feed her every time I see her.
The skinny Spice Girl.
Right.
Well,
And then to have Sporty Spice, who, by the way, I don't think has done really much of anything. I think she tried to release an album, but, she was kind of bad teeth Spice. So I don't know how much of that she was selling.
Dental Spice, we'll call her.
Yeah. Arrogance of this Victoria Beckham, who was Posh. I have so many demands on me because of my fashion.
Well, but she does. That's a legitimate thing. She has a fashion empire.
Guess where she comes from. Nobody would know squat about
her. That's true.
Other than she's with Beckham. That's it. What else do they know about her? She hasn't. What is she?
No, but I'm.
Guys like this, men and women like this, drive me nuts because they forget where they come from.
Yeah, but she already did. But just to defend her for for a second. She already did a reunion tour. I saw the reunion tour in 2009, I think it was, and she already did a whole world tour. And so she has a legitimate fashion empire that she's showing at Fashion Week in New York coming up next week, and then London and Paris and Milan. I mean, she is really busy.
And
way too busy.
Like that.
The idea that she has to go back
and do
this.
You don't like her because she's too skinny.
Yeah, just because none of the other girls have careers doesn't mean she
right.
could have
That's
to give up her
why
career.
Why should she dim her light?
Well,
yeah.
How is it so difficult to go on a tour for a few months?
Let's That's say. Not... no, not in the middle of Fashion Week.
I'm kind
Fashion
of
Week globally. I think she's a jerk. Well, she already did a tour. How many more tours is she expected to do?
Well, I mean, how long are you going? It's kind of like Justin Timberlake. We'll never let NSYNC get back together again. I sort of hold a grudge. I sort of hold a grudge about that.
Yeah.
I know you're popular, Justin, and
yeah.
I know that you're a great singer, but give me back a little Joey.
Well,
just
but why should he carry the rest of the group? He already
because
did that 15 years ago.
It's his role.
Yeah
now he's got a new one.
Yeah.
Now he's got a new role.
Well, Mel C is out, so I kind of understand. She goes, I don't understand, like, why can't we just be left alone for what we did? Why do we have to keep getting back together? And it's because of the fans, I guess.
Next, Keith Urban and Dierks Bentley in Little Big Town are going to participate at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville. I think it's tonight, right? This is tonight, the ACM honoring people stand up for cancer. Let's see. It airs on September 9th. That's when it airs. On CBS. Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan, Alicia Keys, Miranda Lambert, Chris Young, the band Perry among the performers. Let's see. Bentley and Keith Urban, Toby Keith. We got anybody in here besides the Keiths? Keith Urban. Tony Keith, Blake Shelton.
That's a huge country lineup.
Yeah, it is.
Campbell.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Lady Antebellum hosted. Yeah. Okay. Be something to watch next Wednesday night. From Friday. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, the importance of play, not only for people, but pets as well. You know, during the first weeks and months of life, play serves as a learning experience for puppies. Play teaches them how to relate to other littermates, their owners, and the outside world. The socialization that results from their play experiences is absolutely critical for the puppy's normal development. Regardless of age, regular play and exercise are vital for a dog's physical and psychological health and well-being. From a physical standpoint, lack of exercise generally results in obesity. Unfortunately, a very common problem in dogs, especially in older ones. From a psychological standpoint, the lack of stimulation through exercise and play can lead to boredom and result in a myriad of behavioral problems. In particularly severe cases, a lack of exercise can actually lead to depression in pets. It is therefore the owner's responsibility to ensure that his dog receives sufficient exercise, and play is an excellent means of accomplishing that. So exercise is really important, and don't forget to get down on all fours and play with the dog on his level. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Next spring, I want my lawn to be the best lawn on the block.
I told Anthony if he wants the best lawn, he's going to have to start preparing this fall with Scott's Turf Builder.
Ace is the place that's two seasons ahead. Spoiler alert, the lawn ends up looking great.
Now through Labor Day, get up to $5 in instant savings on select Scott's lawn food. Ace Rewards members save instantly in store.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Stephen, with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer, it's Doug, Jen, and Victoria. And joining us for the next few minutes is Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'll take a deep breath. And I didn't get emotional about it earlier, but you and I have been friends for 25, 26, 27 years. And Joy Brown was our friend for that long. I think she was always, I earlier mentioned, it's sort of a club of about 40 or 50 of us that have been doing this for a long time. We all know each other. Listeners around the country all know who we are. And because we've been at it maybe for a long time, so there's a certain amount of household royalty that certainly went with Joy Brown, who, if you haven't heard, passed away the other day at the age of 71. She was talking to her sister on the phone, and she's dropped dead. So I wanted to recount with Michael some of the things that we all ought to keep in mind about Joy, what she brought to the business, what she brought to life. Here's a perfect example of, she was on this program all the time, we were talking about attracting positive and negative attention.
Usually the law of attraction is the copulatory gaze, which is a 20-second first impression that is true of the animal kingdom, including human beings. All right, so now that we've said that, we can put it aside. Let's talk about Doug's law of attraction, which is how do you attract positive or negative things in your life? And the answer is, to a certain extent, that you anticipate by visualization. And I know there's a great story. When I first moved to San Francisco, I was doing television the day I arrived, and my hairdresser said to getting married that afternoon after she did my hair, and I said, "What's she like?" And she said, "Well, she made a list of all the things that she wanted in men, and she the only thing she forgot to put down was that she wanted hair on his head, and he was bald. But she actually wrote down a list of what she wanted, and a lot of people believe that if you can visualize what you want, you can not only attract it but recognize it when you see it. Mm-hmm. And conversely, if you go through life being negative about everything, that you will attract. That attitude really is everything.
Yeah.
And not only attitude, but the specifics of how you visualize things.
Joy was on this program for a long, long time. By the way, save that, Kara, for later, because there's a great story today about how women love men with hair. All right, so they're going to love us, Michael. Michael's got hair. I've got hair. Joy, that it's like she's sitting here next to me. Listening to that, I don't know when we had that conversation. I'm guessing it was in the last year or two. But listening to her, it's very difficult. And people would say this all the time, whether you know the person or you don't. Somebody in your family dies and you don't expect them to die. They just, okay, so I was talking to her yesterday. And that literally is kind of how this came to be. So it's very sobering when we think about this club of Tom Maher and Jerry Doyle and now Joy passing all of them on the air until their last breath. I think Joy did a program on Friday, didn't she? That's what I'm led to believe.
Yeah. You talking to me, Doug?
Yeah.
Yeah. Joy was a vital person. Joy was not a sick woman. Joy was.
No.
People could not believe she was as old as she was.
Mm-hmm.
A person would take Joy if they had just met her for being 51.
Yeah.
As opposed to 71.
I think that's fair.
Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I used to kid her all the time and say, "Joy, what do you think you are?" You know, I'd say, your dresses are too short.
Oh, that's right. She loved to wear short dresses and show off her legs.
She saw herself, in addition to being an intellectual and a patron of the arts, she saw herself as a hot chick.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was inspirational.
She was not a secret for a while, and it was very interesting to be in that sort of relationship, and we had all kinds of relationships over the years. That was by far the strangest, but she was a wonderful, she was a great friend, just a, you know, it was just always on. That was the thing, she was always on. Right, when we'd have the conventions, she'd be running around. You more often than not would use her as the face of the convention. She'd be the voice. She'd be the person who would go through the day and keep everything together as people were being introduced, that kind of stuff.
So she was the MC of our convention in May.
Yeah.
She was the MC. But the most important thing, so that this conversation doesn't sound too inside, mm-hmm. is that Joy Brown represented something in radio that no longer exists without her. There was a time when talk radio was a variety show, where a radio station would have the political talk show host, it would have the medical doctor, it would have the psychologist talking about relationships, you'd have the financial guy, You'd have a couple of generalists. You'd have the curmudgeon. It was a hodgepodge of interesting people. And one of the pillars of the talk radio format was the relationships host, the doctor, the psychologist, or a psychiatrist. And she was the last one really
standing. Yep.
And the reason that, the fact that she even stayed on a network full of stations in 2016, when most of them only want political talk. Everybody does the same thing, not just political talk, conservative political talk. Mm-hmm. Joy was able to keep that style of radio alive because she did it so well. And I'm sorry, of course, personally, we've lost a irreplaceable friend. But the format of talk radio has lost an irreplaceable talent that was not just a talent, but stood for a subject and a style of the radio that now no one is doing.
Yeah. Remember, you made me think, as I sit here, David Viscott, who was on KBC when I was there in the 90s, and Laura Schlesinger, who is what she is. She's still on Sirius. And then there was Tony Grant. But they didn't have they all sounded clinical, but Joy didn't. Joy sounded like she actually had been there and done that.
Yeah, your girlfriend, but was smart. Yeah. Like, you were lucky enough to have this friend who was a doctor and could relate to everything that was going on in your life.
Yeah. She also was a good psychologist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was, she had almost gotten her medical degree, so she knew a lot about medicine. She
got a PhD from Northeastern.
Correct.
In Boston, and it would have been probably 1969-ish. 68, 69, like in there. And liked Boston, stayed here, had her first real radio gig here. That's where I actually met her.
Yeah.
And then she went to New York and stayed there, 25 years she was on.
She was on San Francisco radio, too, for a while.
Oh, that's right, too.
She was on KGO, I believe. She was syndicated by a number of networks, most notably the WOR radio network in its heyday, back when they syndicated people such as Gene Burns.
Yep.
You may remember. They were happening.
Yep.
And she was there. She was with the Daynet operation with Alan Combs and Barry Farber. She was an active person within the industry. She was one of those people that would always help their fellow broadcasters. She'd pop up on other people's shows. She was on your show.
She'd smile at you.
Yeah, she was on my podcast.
Knew she meant it. Yeah, yeah.
So I'm still numb about it. I can't get used to the idea. We had to cover it in Talkers Magazine. I had to make sure that it wasn't just a rumor. That's the last thing I wanted to do. You know, it's funny. I actually had to face journalism. the story is breaking.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
And I didn't want to put it out if it was a rumor. And I had to find out, and of course we didn't want to be scooped by other trade magazines.
No.
Especially with a personal friend like Joy Brown.
Yeah.
And I found her brother. I confirmed it by talking to her brother. And you know how we did that? We called her cell phone because I talked to her all the time. Called her cell phone and her brother answered.
Her brother answered it.
Yeah. That's how I was able to confirm it, and we put the bulletin out.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, it is sobering. You know, when you know somebody and they're sick, and they're sick for a long time, it's a sad thing to lose them. Or if they live a bad lifestyle, they drink, they take drugs, they ride motorcycles.
All the time. She looked as she was.
Yeah, but this was crazy. Yeah.
It is crazy. Yeah,
and it does sober you up. It
does. You know, I said this earlier. I've talked about this a little bit each hour of the day today, thinking about it's corny, but we think about some of the things that distract us or distress us in life, the things that are basically foolishness, and they get in the way of friendship, they get in the way of love, they get in the way of life, and when something like this happens, wham, it just brings you back around to thinking how foolish are any or all of us that let little things, or maybe even big things, stand in the way of living a good, happy life, sharing things with people, that kind of stuff. So it's a lesson that she would have wanted to talk about had it been somebody else. But with her gone, I guess We use her as an example.
Yeah, well, we should always treat each other as if we're never going to see each other again.
Yeah.
You know, every minute counts. Never take another human being for granted.
Yeah. Don't waste
your
time. It's
a very magical thing, being with another person who you know for years and care about, whether it's a friend, a wife, a husband, a child, a parent, a cousin. Don't take that thing for granted.
Not at all. All right, Michael. Thank you. Go to Talkers.com, where Talkers Magazine is, Talkers Television, Talkers Radio, to see the full story about the passing of Joy Brown and an overview of her career. It's 45 past the hour. TV Report next.
It started at bunco night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store at staples.com for details.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels.
47 after the hour, so Jen, Harry Connick Jr. is having a television benefit for the Louisiana flood that will air on Labor Day in the evening. A live broadcast with lots of people, including Randy Jackson from American Idol, and also American Idol alum Mackenzie Borg. Do you remember Mackenzie Borg?
One of the competitors, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think that's cool. I mean, Harry Connick has kind of gotten to know this generation as a judge on American Idol. So, yeah. I mean, my generation knows him, of course, for his beautiful album of standards
great.
And his acting.
Oh, great music.
Yeah,
great.
But I think that's important. And, you know, Harry Connick has always been very vocal about where he's from. And so I like it when artists actually don't forget. You know, they don't forget their ties and they try to help out the communities that really raised them. So that's good.
Responsible for them being there, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what's on TV tonight? It's going to be exciting.
Well, you know what I'm going to be watching tonight?
What are you going to be watching?
Oh, this is going to be exciting. Donald Trump is going to talk about building that wall. His immigration policy.
He's going to see the president of Mexico today before he does his speech tonight.
Right, so he's doing his big immigration speech.
What are you going to hear that you haven't already heard?
Well, I think you're going to get clarification because a lot of people have accused him of softening when he hasn't even talked about his policy yet. So we'll see what he has to say. We'll get some clarification. Big Brother airs tonight. Also, the live results of America's Got Talent airs on NBC. If you're tracking that show, Mr. Robot is on USA Network. And Suits, of course, on USA. That one's kind of a good show. Now, if you want something a little bit different, a little alternative. There's a show called Greenleaf on OWN. That's Oprah's network. It's one of the biggest surprise hits of the summer, and it's concluding its first season tonight. So you could check that out at 10. And on FX, You're the Worst, one of TV's best comedies, returns at 10 Eastern.
Oh, what a wonderful title. 50 minutes after 10 before the new hour.
We
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Of several visits now, Warren Eckstein, courtesy of his brain, his mind, and his willingness to be on the air with me. He is going to spend more time with us here on the program. Warren and his website, go to thepetshow.com, facebook.com/thepetshow, twitter.com, Warren Eckstein, I think it is, petshow.com. What I like best about Warren and his vitamin mineral supplement line, Hugs and Kisses, is not only that people use it, I used it for Charlotte for almost all the years she was around, but Warren is so generous. I think we made mention of the fact that you donated a lot of money from the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund to help the dogs to survive in Louisiana in the past couple of weeks. They support humane organizations, little things like car washes, however they can raise money. The Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund, you might want to give money to that. Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund, and you can find that at the Pet Show. So Warren and I are going to talk about a number of things, including the Beagle Freedom Project and what's going on in the news with them. More than 54 million American households own a dog. So it's no surprise that many dog owners actively seek out cars and trucks that can accommodate your four-legged friends. If you're a dog lover, your car is more than just transportation for you and your family. It's transportation for your dog, whether you're going to the vet, the dog park, or for riding the car. Charlotte was with me in the car, in the truck,
everywhere. So what cars are best for dog lovers? Here's a report on that from Rick Roberts.
For the third year in a row, the expert editorial team at Auto Trader is celebrating National Dog Day by naming the best cars for dog lovers. Brian Moody, executive editor for Auto Trader.
We always tell car shoppers to take every aspect of their lifestyle into account when shopping for the perfect ride, and four-legged friends are no exception. The cars on our list provide key features for pet owners, such as fold-flat rear seats, a rear liftgate, low ride height, airy cabin, plus underfloor storage.
Whether you're driving to the grocery store or taking a cross-country road trip, Auto Trader reminds pet owners to ensure the safety of their pets first and foremost.
Take extra caution when traveling with pets because an unsecured dog, even a small dog, can be hurt or cause harm to others if the car is in an accident.
For the list of the best cars for dog lovers, visit autotrader.com/dogday. Now you're in the know, presented by Auto Trader.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip one, use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life tip two, switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico, get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
All right, 56 past the hour. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. So this Beagle Freedom Project, Warren, seeking to rehome beagles used in laboratory tests, calling out a group of researchers for killing six beagles after the end of a study at the University of Missouri. How dare they? They were, they used the dog's eyes in an experiment trying to heal corneal ulcers. That's something that does, I remember Charlotte needed at some point before she lost her eyes, they were going to do that operation. So what do we do about this?
Well, you know, it's interesting. First of all, there's a lot of reasons they use a specific breed of dog. For example, some places will use beagles, some places might use Labrador retrievers. But the reason for beagles is they're great breeders and they have large litters. And what they try to do when they do research, which should be stopped 100%, I'll talk about that later, is that they try to get specific breed so that everything is standard when they're testing the drugs or whatever they're testing on. But the bottom line is, you know, I've been against this for so many years, so much research going on. And the bottom line is this, Doug. The amount of research going on does not need to use animals anymore. There's so many computer images, there's so many different ways, there's DNA and so many different things that they can do the research. And most of the time, these studies that are done at the universities are redundant based on the fact they get government grants to do this study. So one might do a study on white rats, one might do a study on black rats, which are genetically the same, just to get that government money.
This is... So, I guess the suit will go on against the university. They had 179 animals involved in this. They killed, euthanized six of them. But why wouldn't they just put them up for adoption?
Well, that's what the Beagle Freedom Project does. They've passed legislation or helped get it passed in numerous states now to allow these dogs to, once they're finished with the lab testing, to go on and be rehomed and live a normal life.
Just stop the lab testing. It's that easy. Just stop the lab testing.
Yes, agreed. Yeah.
Right. Not necessary. That's a good bottom line to it. All right, big boo to the University of Missouri. Go to their Facebook page and give them a finger.
Blast
or something,
them.
Whatever you want to do. All right, more from Warren next time. For those of you who are sticking around, Warren, the host of The Pet Show, it's 59.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.